Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An independent candidate is challenging Senator Chuck Grassley for his seat in the U.S. Senate. Let's go in-depth with Michael Lewick Trams, independent candidate for Senate. Michael, I understand that you are undertaking an independent bid for Senate to challenge Chuck Grassley ultimately, you hope.
Yes.
Can you tell people a little bit about you?
Sure. I grew up on a farm, a century farm, between Mesa City and Clear Lake. My people have been in Iowa almost 200 years. We came in the 1830s, and we've been in America for 400 years. And what my family has experienced here, what I knew growing up, is a lot different than what we've got today. I would say the nation's in a real pickle. We've sort of lost our way, and we have lots of policies. I don't think we need more politicians making policies. As a cultural historian, since it seems that the body politic is sick, we need a doctor to look at the culture. You know, where have we gone astray? How have we gotten in this mess? And there are explanations for that. People can take shots at trying to figure out where have we gone wrong. I am running as independent because I believe that both parties have become calcified dinosaurs. The Democratic Party is the oldest surviving political party in the world, founded 1828. The Republican Party isn't a lot younger. It's from 1854. They're both so old, and I would say today they're both so encrusted that they're not really facilitating change and trying to solve the problems, but rather they're often getting in the way and even blocking progress in solving our problems. I would accuse both parties of really thinking about power politics, how to keep people in office who can pledge party loyalty and then do the bidding of the two parties. And often the parties is like Tweedledee and Tweedledummer. You know, we have a problem. Instead of having citizens in government, you have a lot of people who are career politicians. So one of the things that I'm really all hopped up about is term limits. If you can't be in the Senate for 12 years and then in the House of Representatives for 12 or mayor for 12 or president for 12 or dog catcher for 12 and that suffices, then probably no public office would suffice. But I don't think anyone has a real good argument for occupying one seat for half a century. In a democracy with 330 million people, there must be enough people, or just limited to Iowa. With, you know, 3 million people in Iowa, there must be a couple dozen who are qualified to sit in Washington and represent our state at the national level. And certainly, there are more than just 100 or so people who are qualified to sit in Des Moines and work out the state's business. So I am running for U.S. Senate. I think it's time that we have fresh ideas. We have some fresh energy, some new things being discussed. I don't believe in trying to legislate the people to death. Americans don't want that. They've never wanted it. Our revolution had a lot to do with taxation and being represented in the expenditure of that money. So I think today what's more called for is facilitation rather than legislation. How could I use the U.S. Senate office as a forum where Iowans can get help to get ideas, to make connections, to solve some of their own problems? We have 77 counties that are bleeding, that are losing people. How could we bring new blood to Iowa? Well, we once had a Homestead Act where Congress gave away or almost free land in the West. What would it take to bring people to Iowa today if we could get counties or city councils to pass a Homestead Pact where they said, you know, we've got half of our downtown empty. If you come here and you spend 5 years rejuvenating some shop or office, you start a business, you employ a couple people, but you turn things around. After 5 years, you can take that off your taxes over time. What can we do to create new ideas, new possibilities? How can we move things, make things flexible, not calcified, not intransient, not obstructionist? How can we say yes and not no? We need a new perspective. It's really about changing how we approach problems, and that's what I want to bring.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Michael Lewick Trams, independent candidate for Senate.
Well, your statement regarding, you know, the calcification of both parties or the problems of both parties, the current presidential race is sort of backs up your point in the sense that I don't know if we've ever had a race where the two leading people at this moment have had on both sides have such negative ratings.
You know, I'm not smart enough to know who's going to win the presidential race in November, but I am wise enough to know that no matter who wins of the current lineup of candidates, I know who's going to lose. It's the American people. And one of the things I want to do as a new senator in Washington is if Hillary Clinton wins, I want to keep a close eye on Hillary, make sure she stays in the up and narrow and does what she says she's going to do. And if Donald Trump were elected president, I think I'd try to help do some of the damage control. I've lived in Europe for 16 years. I've done my PhD in Germany. I lived in Germany for 13. I lived in other countries. I have seen what it's like to not be an American. If Donald Trump is elected, I can guarantee that our current slide abroad in America's profile outside of this country will continue to deteriorate. We will continue to alienate our historical allies. We will find new enemies. We'll irritate people and anger them. So if Donald Trump were president, I would try to help do some of the damage control to limit what one presidential administration can do. So I'd like to reinvent Iowa's Senate seat. I'm often told, oh, but if we elected someone like you, we'd lose Charles Grassley's seniority on the Judicial Committee. And I want to challenge all my fellow Iowans, what does that bring us? What good does that do Iowa to have someone who's been there for 35 years since I was in high school, I'll note, that he's on the Judicial Committee, a senior position? What difference does it make to us? Where's the glory? Where's the advantage? That's not worth the investment. We're blocking a seat where we could have new ideas, new possible solutions, new dialogue, new narrative. That's really what I want to do, is change the narrative, because we're in this loop where the politicians keep talking about things in circles. I'm not a career politician. I'm not a politician wanting to make policy. I'm a historian wanting to make history. I'll go for 6 years. I'd go for 12, but not beyond that. I don't believe in it, but also I'm not interested. I don't want a job. I want to make a difference.
Now, Chuck Grassley hasn't had a serious challenge in, what, two generations? I mean, in a generation anyway? I mean, he hasn't. He's just thrashed everybody.
You know, if I'm really honest, it's not Charles Grassley that I'm running against. He's blocking that office from new ideas, new energy. But I think really we have to talk about the Iowa people. Why do we have politicians that we keep reelecting from the 1980s? You know, ABBA is gone, platform shoes are gone, the old TV shows are gone. But we have these politicians who've made careers out of being in public office. I don't think that's good for democracy. I don't support dynasties, whether it's the Bushes or the Clintons or the Kennedys or the Grassleys. I wonder if Charles Grassley isn't trying to cultivate Pat to come up through the echelons of power. I don't think we should support that. We're a large nation. We've been a vital nation. We have ideas. We have good things that we can call back on. But is it really to have certain families in these inherited positions? I don't think that's very democratic, and it's not really the American ideal.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Michael Lewick Trams, independent candidate for Senate.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues that you think are important for Iowans. What would you work toward?
Well, I'm running a fine line here. There's matters of policy. We need term limits. Again, I would say, and I don't mean to harp on it, but I don't believe that any elected official should be in any given office more than 12 years. Fine, 12 years in the Senate, 12 years in the House, 12 years as governor, 12 years as president or dog catcher, I don't care. But I cannot support someone sitting in an office decade after decade. Secondly, it's a cliche, but we must have more transparency in the electoral process. Citizens United has been a huge mistake. This totally distorted and changed the American political landscape. So those are two of my biggest concerns right there, is how we elect people. We have a Byzantine and chaotic electoral system with super delegates and with minor delegates, and it's not very democratic. So in effect, we have a system to pick the people in office that isn't very democratic. So we need to rethink long-term, going forward, how do we want to elect people in this country? Because what we're doing now is just circus. We're the only industrialized country in the world that I know of that has elections on Tuesday. In most countries, they're on Sunday, so people go and vote after church or not, but people have the day off, or they make it a holiday. But why do we have these old colonial-era vestiges of a calcified system? We have money that's not changed in 100, 150 years. Why is this? We're a young, dynamic country. Why do we act like an old, stodgy has-been?
Well, people are often talking about jobs and the need for job creation. Do you have any ideas about job creation?
Yes, I feel very strongly. There's two things I want to say. I come from Mason City, and when my mother just got out of high school in the 50s, she worked at Decker's, which had been later Armour's meatpacking plant. And she enjoyed working there until my dad said, no, I need you on the farm. So she switched and went to be a farm wife. Decker's was a huge employer in Mason City, and then it closed, and Armour's closed, and Mason City has really been waiting for some big employer. Well, now Prestige Farms is going to come in, and I wish them well. They're wanting to open a huge pork processing plant on a mile and a half from my mother's living room door. I hope it succeeds. But this is a problem that in this state, in this country, we're looking for silver bullet solutions. We want a home run. So for every Prestige Farms mega project, you have dozens of small industries, businesses, farms going under. And I think we get so distracted by big box stores, we get distracted by big fields, big pork plants, we forget that we need mid-size and small enterprises as well. An example, my brother in the 70s had a job for a summer helping to destroy a third of downtown Mason City, or two-thirds, and they put up a big mall. Well, fine, it was an idea of urban renewal. The problem was, in Mason City, we invested millions of dollars in building a huge downtown mall, but it was a hole in a donut, then the actual donut was missing. Instead of bolstering up existing businesses around the mall, the city focused on this, you know, silver bullet solution. It didn't last. So because we weren't supporting mid-sized businesses, all the mom-and-pa restaurants and boutiques and sports clothing articles, shops and jewelers, bit by bit, they all went under. So now we've had a dead mall in a dead downtown, because we had this American fascination with big. Everything has to be big. Big bombs, big wars. Well, it's not sustainable. We need big, and we need mid-size and small. Not just big farms and big pork plants. We need mid-size and sustainable and human scale and family-owned. So the other thing I want to say about this is that none of our people came to the prairie looking for a job. None of them. The first pioneers came to Iowa looking for wealth. They came here to open grassland, and they didn't see jobs. They saw crops. They saw livestock. They saw eventually railroads. They came to generate wealth. Wealth arises from the transfer of things from one form to another, goods and services or experiences. A job is really a consuming act. It's, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to have a job. Someone's going to take care of me and pay my way through life. That's fine. We need jobs. But first, we have to generate wealth. And I think we get it turned around. People say, oh, we have to generate jobs. Well, we have to generate wealth. And wealth is generated when people exchange things, products, commodities, services, experiences, ideas. And when you've got one party or one person in a public office too long, there's no movement. There's no transformation going on. There's no wealth being created. So we've got in Iowa social poverty. We've got a political poverty where we're stuck in the 80s. And we've got too many small towns in economic poverty. I take the bus all through the state. It breaks my heart to go, especially through southern Iowa, old coal towns or farming towns anywhere in the state that are bleeding to death, that are hemorrhaging, that are just wasting away. It doesn't have to be like that. I remember when I lived in Germany, I interviewed a woman. She was 96, and she'd lived in one village her whole life, but had seen six currencies, six systems, communist, Nazi, Weimar Republic, the whole thing, the Kaiser's era. So a system is not inevitable. And now we have a system in this country at this point that is rotten, that is calcified, and it's not inevitable. We can change it. We can do better. We can find new economic models. We can find new political models. We don't have to keep suffering the same stupidness that keeps us locked and frustrated in a system that grinds us into powder and spits us out, because we have a system now that is consuming its own people and reducing us to serfs. We left Europe wanting to get away from serfdom. We've come here, and now we've got a system that is morphed, where few own much, and the many own little, and they work for the boss. We got to change that.
Thanks to Michael Lewick-Trams for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.